North Carolina. Senator Burr, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
Jim, good morning. Greetings from a cold Washington this morning.
Definitely so. Of course, going to be very busy there coming up with inauguration, but it's been a crazy week as well. For purposes of time, I don't think we have to recap the entire Roland Burr story, but just wanted to get your take on that to begin with in terms of the whirlwind that it's been, and it looks like very soon he will be taking that Illinois seat.
Yeah, listen, Roland Burr should have been seated this week. He met all the qualifications. Harry Reid has gone through a kabuki dance all week trying to backtrack on statements that, quite honestly, are embarrassing for Senate Majority Leader or any member of the Senate to make. And though we may disagree with the process, that's structurally how it happens. And the governor made his appointment. He's still governor. And they may try to wait this out to see if the governor is impeached. I think that's a huge mistake because this is a man that probably should have been sworn in when the rest of the members were.
The attention to the Senate recently has been pretty extraordinary. I mean, with Roland Burris, and we've also, of course, seen the situation in Minnesota with Norm Coleman suing now, with Al Franken getting that seat, Caroline Kennedy perhaps in New York, or Andrew Cuomo. What is it like to be there this week? Are you going to get down to business? I mean, there's a lot of other things going on.
Well, Stacey, it happens every 4 years. For those of us that have been here for a little bit, we're sort of used to the musical chairs. And what it says to me is I'm fixing to go through 6 months of confirmations of nominees because the president-elect has already made many of the high-level nominations. But those underlying nominations will now be made, and all of those individuals have to be confirmed by the United States Senate. So people don't realize that the first 6 months of every new administration, the Senate is bogged down with the confirmation process of the individuals that are going to be running the agencies in the federal government. So it really becomes an awfully busy time. It is unusual that we'd lose so many members of the Senate that are going into the administration, and there will be some replacements that come in. We'll wait to see who those appointments are. Listen, this president-elect has gotten off to a good start.
We have a poll this morning, our WBT.com online poll powered by Mr. Electric, asking about the speech that President-elect Obama is going to give today, the economic plan. The question is, will the stimulus package get the economy back on track? 81% say no. They don't think that Obama's plan will work. What about some of the parts of his plan? He's going to lay most of it out today. We haven't heard all of the details, where you say, well, we have to have more tax cuts, and I want to have business tax cuts to appeal to Republicans. Could you speak about that a little bit?
Well, let me just say that I think what the American people want and need is broad-based economic recovery. And I'm not sure that you get there with targeted infrastructure projects. You only get there by the American consumer engaging in retail activity with confidence. And not only does that help with the broad-based retail recovery, it helps with the level of confidence that we have in the markets. And that confidence is then is manifested in job creation. And we turn this around. We're going to have another bad month of job loss. And it's indicative of the fact that most of us aren't spending. We're getting our personal balance sheets in place. We need to get back into the mode of becoming consumers. And I think the best way to do that is a combination of business tax reductions and some type of tax rebate to individuals who paid taxes in 2008. I think if you look back when we did a stimulus check and we limited the size of the check to a meaningless number, and it predominantly was used as a subsidy to people who either didn't have a job or might be in jeopardy of a job, they did what everybody would do. They put it towards the payment on their credit card or put it in their savings account. We need people to spend it. And the best way to do that is to make sure people who have an income and paid taxes are getting some of that back, leaving it in their pocket and letting them be consumers.
Senator Burr, broad-based, what is facing the nation obviously is also facing the state of North Carolina. A little more detailed, can you tell us what your constituents are asking you in terms of representing North Carolina to work on these days?
Jim, very specifically that North Carolina gets their fair share back of what they send to Washington, that we as a state have a partner with the federal government to fuel things like medical research, which has created a majority of the jobs in the last decade, that we're able to parlay the huge military presence that we have into North Carolina. into an industry that's able to make something in North Carolina and sell it to the military. General Dynamics in Charlotte is a great example of that. So we're really focused on the state, federal, local, state, federal partnerships that can be established.
Okay, Senator Richard Burr, Republican, North Carolina, joining us from Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us this morning, Senator.
Jim, great to be with you, and Stacey, and go Panthers.
Absolutely, thank you.
We're behind you on that one. Thank you so much. And you know, we're talking about the economy, and we're going next to Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show, to get a report on what's happening out there. Certainly that impact is being felt out there, although still excited to hear what the new electronics and gadgets and gizmos are all about this
year. It's always fun, but this year may be more important than ever as they try to really figure out what people will buy instead of what we want, what we actually will spend the money on.
Coming up on 8:16 at News Talk 1110 WBT.